We're going before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we love you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord. We had such an awesome time celebrating the birth of our Lord and our Savior. And we just thank you for loving us so much that you gave us your best. Hallelujah. And as we go before you, come before you right now, we thank you for this master's call. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the speaker that is coming forward with a word that is going to encourage us, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. We thank you for everyone that is here on the call, who's getting on the call, and those that are traveling and who may not even be able to make it at this time. But, Lord, we know that this call will be clear. It will be a call that the word will go forward with, and it will be a call, Father, that we can go out and share it with others. And we thank you for Artists International, the new Artist Life Company. We thank you, Father God, for the Diaz de Leon family. If it wasn't for them, many of us, we would not even have had this opportunity to come together. So we honor you. We glorify your name. We thank you for all you're doing. And with that being said, we say Jesus is Lord. Amen, 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 amen. And I am going to turn the call over to our wonderful host today. Are you there, victorious woman of God? Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda, our prayer general. Please take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning. Minister Robin, we thank God for you. I tell you for placing us into that place before the Lord this morning and enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you so much. And I want to say good morning to the Master's Call family this morning. Here we are Tuesday morning greeting and saying welcome to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunications sanctuary. And I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I am so excited and delighted, along with Miss Minister Robin, to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, if you've never been on this call before, this is your first time, we want to tell you a little bit about this call. It was started back in 2010 by two appointed and anointed women of God, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, and tell them that this is a great place to come and start their day. Now, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there. There's a buffet of great, great messages that you can go and listen to at your convenience. Now, we also have the bios of the speaker, as well as we're about to go into 2017, and we're going to go on a fast, and you might want to join with us. And with the directors, our prayer directors will be there. You want to be in tune with us because we're expecting great things to take place, not only the rest of this year, but in 2017. So with that being said, our theme for this year is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You can greet, as Minister Robin did so graciously, or you can host, which is what I'm doing right now. And we would love to have you a part of the team. Now, to send that information, you send it to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. As well as your prayer requests and your praise reports, we want those as well. You can send them there. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And we're so grateful to God that these wonderful products that we have are helping people around the country as well as around the world to get healthy again. So with that being said, you want to hear more about what products we have and what they're doing and the testimonies. We have a call right after this call called the New Morning Motivational Call, and it is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. And you will definitely get a wealth of information about these wonderful, wonderful products. Now, we're also excited because we're getting ready and getting on board to take our baggage and head out to Los Angeles, California. And that is where our extravaganza will be in 2017, and that's March 3rd through the 5th. And we want you to be a part of it. So if you're already a part of the family, you can go in your back office and register. It is definitely reasonable, as well as you can invite somebody to come with you. So they have a special rate for you and your guests. So go back there or get with someone who invited you on this call, and they'll get you more information. We'll be at the LAX Sheraton in Los Angeles, California. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a powerful, powerful woman of God who is always delivering every time she comes on. We call her our very own songbird. She is a woman of God who's walking out there on the West Coast in the mornings, and it's Jesus and me walk, I tell you. And we are so grateful that she is a part of this wonderful team. She is a blessing, and you will hear when she delivers this message that the anointing of God is upon her life. She is a single, saved, sanctified, and satisfied woman of God who loves the Lord. She's raising a beautiful, wonderful, a magnificent young man called Kalon. We thank God that she is a woman of God who's working diligently to see that she and her son serves the Lord in their fullness. And with the love of God in their hearts, I tell you, she's a blessing to the masses. She's a blessing to the family of God. She's a blessing to the TMC family. She's a blessing to artists. And we thank God that she is our songbird, the woman who's working at in the transportation department out there in Culver City, California. And I tell you, they depend on her tremendously. We love her. I know you'll love her. If this is your first time, you'll hear her sing beautiful melodies in our ears just with the message she gives. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own friend, sister, and co-worker in the Lord, none other than Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory for you and for Minister Robin. Thank you so much for this joyful Tuesday, and thank you for seating us and greeting us, opening us up in prayer, and for that profound introduction. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in today, and greet you with season greetings. Hope you had an awesome and amazing Christmas as you celebrated the reason for this season, which is Jesus Christ. And I thank God for another opportunity to be able to be here on the Master's Call on this last Tuesday, December the 27th, 2016, the last Tuesday of 2016, where we have 4 days. And at 5 o'clock, it was 114 hours, 6,899 minutes, and 413,955 seconds left to end 2016 strong. So I thank God for absolutely waking me up and giving me another day. I thank God for the co-founders of this, the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, which both of them have been extremely instrumental in my life and in the journey that God has me on in this season and the last 6 years here on the Master's Call. And I could tell you, my life definitely has been what the mission of this call has said, that my life has been empowered and enhanced and enriched. As I get up at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the West Coast and tap into this, the Master's Call. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the word and what God has called for me to say to you and to me, because it hits me first before it hits you on this day. And simply I ask this question, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about you? What are your thoughts about you? What is your imagination about you? So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this another opportunity that you have allowed. And I pray that our ears and our hearts will be open to receive what you say, oh God. I come against any weapons that will hinder what it is that you would have for us to do and to hear and to say and to speak in this day. And I pray right now that you would increase in me as Tiffany Paris Lauderdale decreases, that I will be used to do your will. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare this to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else could. I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like no one else ever could. It was necessary. It was necessary. It was necessary. So I say that everything that we go through in life, it was necessary to get to where we are today. And so in Proverbs 23:6 in the New King James Version, it reads, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." See, our thoughts have an impact on our life. No longer shall we think negatively, but we must think positively. So I challenge you in these next 4 days that we have to remove all the negativity that is surrounding you and in your mind. Take it away. Ask God to take it away from you. No longer will our thoughts and our words that we speak, that we think, and we say hinder the plan, the purpose that God has for our lives. We must think in line with the Word of God and speak in line with what the Word of God says, what God says that we are, who God says that we are. His perfect plan for our lives will come to pass. And it won't come to pass in 2017. It will come to pass on this day. And so we have to speak it and decree it and declare it into the atmosphere that we know who we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, 10, 4 through 5 in the King James Version reads, For the warfare, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 5, casting down all imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, what are we thinking? What are we thinking in our mind? What is holding us back? What things have people spoke in the past that are hindering us from the purpose and plan that God has for us? The word think is simply defined as to have a particular opinion, belief, or idea about someone or something. Synonyms are to believe, to imagine, and to anticipate. What are you thinking in your mind? Are the thoughts that you have for your life, are they positive? Are they negative? What are they? Are they holding you back? Are they keeping you stagnant in one position? See, imagine, decree, and declare yourself to be successful and prosperous and a winner. Seeing yourself as God created you. The Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that means that nothing is broken from you, that you are equipped and you have already been validated by God. Why? Because he did it and he said it in his word. So don't allow anyone else to tell you who God says that you are not. Don't allow people to speak negative into your positivity. Walk, run, jump into who God created you to be, because you have been predestined for greatness. So every morning say that you are great. What are you speaking? What affirmations are you speaking out over you and over your family? Are you saying that you are successful? Are you saying that you are prosperous? Are you saying that you are a winner? Are you saying that your children are champions? What are you speaking over yourself? Say this along with me right now. I am who God says I am. I am a winner. I am successful in all that I set my hands, my mind, and my heart to do. I prosper in everything, in every area of my life. I will stand strong in the grace of God through every test and trial that I may face. I cast down every imagined thing that exalts itself against the truth of God's word. And I'm going to say that one more time. I cast down every imagined thing that exalts itself against the truth of God's word. And I declare victory in every situation and circumstance in my life. See, our imaginations play a big part in our lives, but we have to control it and control our imaginations. We have to be in control and not let our imaginations control us. Assumptions will get you in a lot of trouble. If you assume everything in your life, it's going to be a total nightmare. So don't make assumptions. Ask the questions that need to be asked so you could get the answer to the question and you have facts and not just imagination or assumptions. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. So that means that if we are more than conquerors in every single thing that we have set out to do, that God has predestined and ordained for us to do, we have the victory. No matter what it is, even when we get tired and we know we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling, we have the victory in the situation. But what we do a lot of times is we give up before we cross the finish line. Imagine yourselves right now on the track in the Olympics, and you're a runner. You're a track runner, and you're running the race, and you're going around. You're going around. You've been around two times and three times, but you need to get four, and you stop on the third lap. You give up. But you know what? If you just kept on going one more time around, you would have made it through the finish line. How many times in our lives do we talk ourselves out of what we need to do? We think, you know what, I can't do it anymore. That thought that we have completely cancels what it is that we need to do and how we need to do it. So we stop. We feel that we're defeated. But we're not. We're equipped. So we just need to do it. We need to speak it. We need to think it. And we need to make it manifest itself in the earth. Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows well. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are masterpieces. Each one of you is a unique masterpiece created by God. Don't look at other people and say, I wish I was like them. Why? Because God created you like you. There's no one like you. Do you know how special you are? Do you know that you are the apple of God's eye? Do you know that he created you for a reason and for a purpose, and that your light illuminates for all the world to see? It's making sure that we are in the right position, that we are poised for purpose, that we are positioned for purpose and possibilities that only God can work in our lives. And so once we have surrendered and submitted ourselves to God, and once our thinking lines up with God's word and God's will for us, we are totally and completely unstoppable. And there's only greater and newer things that are ahead for us. And God's glory will be seen in each and every single one of us in 2016 and overflow into 2017. See, you are a praiser because the Bible says that you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are marvelous. And God has great things for each and every single one of you. You are not who people or unbelievers say you are. And why do we get so upset when we know that somebody doesn't even have a relationship with God and they speak stuff into our lives and we believe it? Why do we do that? Stop doing that. That's foolishness. And we're not foolish people. You are not who your past says you are. We allow our past to continue to speak into our ear and speak into our life, and we just stop, or we get caught in this emotional web where we just, you know, get stuck in our feelings. Get over it. That is not who you are. You are not your circumstance. Hallelujah. Circumstances happen to us every day, but we are not a product of our circumstance. We are a product of God. We are a product of God's will. We are a product of God's purpose. And he says in Romans that he works everything out, all things out for our good. Not just some of them, not a few of them, but he's working every single thing out for our good. You are who you say you are. Not what you think you are, but you are who God says you are. And so I challenge you in these next 4 days, go to the word of God and simply get 12 disciples, 12 scriptures on who God says you are. Write those 12 scriptures down, and beginning today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, begin to say those 12 scriptures. Allow them to penetrate your heart, your mind, and your soul. And I guarantee you, 2017 will be a year of jubilee. It will be a year of prosperity. And it will be a year where God will do greater and newer things in your life, and his glory will be seen. I love each and every single one of you. I pray that God will continue to elevate you. And I'll go ahead and pass the call back over to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message. What are you thinking? And we are thinking that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for reminding us who we are in Christ Jesus. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction after our prayer and a few announcements. Oh, Father, we so thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And you make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters, and then you restore our souls. We glorify you, Father, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will continually rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. So we ask you, Father, that you pour out all the blessings of your gift of love, peace, joy, and goodness and mercy, all the things, Lord, that you have in store for your servant, Minister Tiffany. Lord God, we ask that you just restore to her the joy of your salvation. Restore to her everything, Lord God, that's missing, Lord God. Restore to her everything that she needs and even her heart's desire, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the master of everything that we have and everything that we need. So, Father, we thank you for blessing Minister Tiffany and Kalon like never before. We thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. Everything their hands touch and where their feet tread, we glorify you, Father, for blessing. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to minister and strengthen every caller on this call, Father God. We ask that you continue to minister in their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, Lord God, that greater is he that is in all of us than he that is in the world. We so thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them and strengthen them and keep them in every way, Father God. Oh, Lord, just do a restoration like never before in their lives, Lord God, their hearts, their minds, their bodies, Father God, because they are constantly moving, Father, and doing it all in your name, Father. But we know, Lord, sometimes they get weary. So we thank you, Father, for restoring them like never before in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for the bereaved families, and Lord, we ask that you continue to comfort them, Claudette and her family, Lord God, and Dee Lee and her family, Father God. We thank you, Father, those that we don't know, Lord God, those that you know, we know, Father, and even the ones we don't know, Lord, restore and comfort the families this morning and the days to come. We ask you, Father, that you keep continue to strengthen those that are sick and in the hospital. Father, special blessings on Joe Thompson. And, Lord, we thank you for what you've done in his life, for restoring his health, Lord God. And we call him healed, whole, and complete in Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our sister Kendra Carter, Father, for restoring her. And we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for all that you're doing in this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for the artist family. Thank you for what you're doing in preparation of the extravaganza. We ask for your anointing, Lord God, to just flow like never before in the preparations from the family on through details of everything that's taking place, Father God. Traveling mercies for those that are traveling. We thank you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, you want to hear this message again and share it with someone that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That number is 712-432-1085. And the pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, the new morning motivational call is coming up next, and it is Presidential Tuesday, where our very own Executive President Candida Mosley will be speaking, and it's going to be talking about taking the shots and build a winning team. So you want to get to that call is 712-770-4005. The code is 294-617-POUND. Well, TMC family, we love you and appreciate you and look forward to hearing your voices again tomorrow morning. And thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone this morning as you so graciously do. And thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message this morning. So would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you. Father, I thank you that we are equipped for every good work that you have planned for us. I thank you that we are anointed and empowered by you. I thank you that every bondage, every limitation is broken off of us in the name of Jesus. I thank you that this is our time to shine. And I thank you that we will rise higher and overcome every obstacle, every circumstance, and that we will walk into the victory, that we would think into the victory, and that we will manifest the victory in our lives. In your name, I pray, and I decree and declare these things to be so. And this day, we will make it great. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be great, and we'll hear you on the call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.